This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, time for us to, here on the DJB program, bring together the collective resources that Jennifer Horn brings to the DJB program and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner in the form of a discussion about the charts for this past week from Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. So each week, do I over-explain this, ladies, every week, or do I need to explain it?
Just so we all come together for the hottest topics in talk radio.
Well, the top 10 stories, yeah, that's really what it is. We try to get some comments on most of them. I'll enumerate the stories and the people on the list. The research done by Talkers, available online at djvshow.com and talkers.com. So if you hadn't seen the list, what would you say, Victoria, would be the number one story of the week from the talk radio perspective? Thinking.
I mean, the virus is everywhere, right? Omicron, I'd have to say, is probably the in terms of headlines throughout the week. Yeah, I would say Omicron definitely dominated that. That or the school shooting. Those two, I think, were the biggest.
Well, the school shooting comes in at number four, and the COVID and Omicron come in at number one. So you're correct there.
I would add, I'd add Roe, the argument about Roe versus Wade at the Supreme Court. I think that was a huge topic.
That's number five on the countdown this week. Inflation's number two. The January 6th investigation is three. The shooting
that's
in Michigan
happening.
Is four.
I know.
Actually, this week,
I can't believe that's number three on the list. But okay.
Above Roe versus Wade. Political talk radio, this is about political, you know, most of the talk radio stations today are still mostly political. And they're not like the DJV program in that we attack or tackle or discuss pretty much everything that's going on in the world. This is something that's very specific to, and it's usually reflected in the story list from most of the stations that we're talking with, the folks at Talkers are talking with, and many of the stations that carry the DJV program at a time when people don't want politics earlier in the day, and then it goes off into a political vein. As we know, most of the local and syndicated programming follows that form. So to address number three, as we were talking about it, Liz Cheney says there's going to be a big hearing on January 6th of next year about January 6th of this year. They're going to start what they think will be weeks of public hearings
now,
examining the events.
Now, why would they do that? Let's think through what we know. Okay, we've got the year anniversary.
Well,
we also, wait a second. We're going to be starting an election cycle, and they want to call people who might vote for Republican candidates insurrectionists. Oh, okay.
There are Republicans who are also pretty outraged by what happened, though.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're outraged or not. If the truth is that there are already real investigations going on from the FBI. You've got people who've been sitting in jail for almost 12 months now who haven't even gotten a trial yet on a trespassing charge. I mean, it's insane what's already happening. Everything that the Congress is doing right now is strictly for politics, and it's strictly for the fact that they know they can try to use it in the election, because I believe Liz Cheney and the Democrats are all together in this. They're all in trouble when it comes to historically the shift of power in midterm years when one party holds the Senate and the House and the presidency, right? The party who's not in power typically picks up seats. Redistricting will probably net Republicans about three seats in total, and you've got a really unpopular agenda right now, a president and a Congress with really bad approval ratings at the moment. So it's expected that Republicans will probably win the House. So what do you do? Well, then the House of Representatives comes up and they try to find something political that they can throw at Republicans. And I don't know. And just what you said, Victoria,
round and round it goes.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are outraged about it. So to put everybody in one basket is really kind of silly. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's going to work.
All right, so anyway, that's number three on the list. I'm going to go looking at several different things. Number 10, actually, is very interesting. Because of the, I'll focus on this in the countdown with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the lawyer that's on the countdown every week. He also has written a book, or he's written a number of books about scams and that sort of thing, and they're huge this holiday season, more than ever before. Look out for the scams, the online things that are for sale that aren't for sale. There are just tons of things that are going on that are grabbing people. Also, though, the holidays. And as we get into Christmas time, I think because Hanukkah's come early this year, it's much earlier than it usually is, isn't it?
It's here.
Yeah, it's here now. Right, exactly. And so there are a lot of people, I remember growing up with some Jewish kids who, I never paid much attention to other people's religions. I knew somebody who was Catholic, somebody who's Jewish. You know, that's because there's a lot of variety in all sorts of ways in our lives. So as I became more focused, if you will, as I got older, a lot of the women actually that I ended up dating or being around were Jewish. So I learned a lot about Jewish traditions and holidays and stuff. And I think what takes Jewish people back more than anything else is that it's usually referred to by non-Jews as the Jewish Christmas. But it isn't. Do we understand? You know, I think a lot of people just don't pay any attention to it, and is it important to, well, to Jews, I think it is. It looks like Hanukkah sometimes is the Jewish Christmas, but, you know, it's, you don't really, there's a whole lot of difference in this holiday and Santa Claus, shall we say. So I bring it up because there's a lot of talk about it. Happy Hanukkah, the cards, I saw a card, Happy Hanukkah. expressing Hanukkah wishes to a cat. Anyway, the New York Times traced the rise of Hanukkah-themed commercialism and sees that there is a lot of comparisons to Hanukkah and to Christian families and decorations and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's 8 days. It is happening now. Falls on a different day every year. Marked on the Jewish calendar, not the Gregorian calendar that we live by. So it's, I think what the point here is that a lot of Jewish kids, because they're around a lot of Christian kids, expect they're going to get presents and expect to have this whole thing, commercialized. And that's really what Christmas has become, isn't it? I mean, think about all the conversation, Victoria, that we have about what's selling online and Black Friday and Green Thursday and, you know, Red. It isn't about and maybe it speaks to the nonsense of the whole thing about celebrating Christ's birth because he wasn't born on December 25th at all. He was born in March. So it all becomes kind of a big blur. Now, the other side of it is, is it a good thing that we get together and just celebrate our lives and our families and friendship and kinship and things to kind of take, you know, if you, depending on how you look at it, I look at this time of year, I used to be very depressed. I didn't like it. My birthday, I was getting older. It'd go into the dark cycle. The days are shorter, all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, January 1st comes around. It's like opening up a whole new opportunity because it's new, it's fresh. And Christmas heralds that. So, you know, feeling good about the end of the year, celebrating perhaps the good things, isn't that maybe what we should be doing instead of the other things that tend to get a hold of us? Certainly since World War II, the commercial aspect of Christmas has become ridiculous. I saw on the plane the other day the story of the beginning of Coca-Cola, and one of the things that was most interesting about it is the modern-day version of what Santa Claus looks like came from Coca-Cola advertising in the 30s. That's where, I mean, the old St. Nick pictures showed a skinny, old, tired-looking guy in a green cap.
Well, that doesn't look back, sell.
No, but, you know, but we think about Santa Claus as this jolly, fat old guy, and that image was created
wearing
around
Coca-Cola
selling
red.
Coca-Cola. Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so that's our holiday discussion, number 10. Immigration reform is number 9. I don't know, in terms of what's going on, I think that the resuming of asylum, we seem to be letting more asylum seekers into the country, but apparently the mitigation this week is to make them wait in Mexico, right? Migrants coming into our country.
Yeah, court rules stay. That the administration can't throw out remain in Mexico, which is what... It was a Trump-era policy.
Say that again.
I said a court ruled against the Biden administration who threw out the Remain in Mexico policy.
Right, okay.
And so now that's going back into to gear and probably already is by the time people are hearing this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
They're challenging it. They're coming up with another way. I mean, it's by far not a perfect policy at all. And the horrors that went on the last time this happened. I mean, 68,000 people missed their court dates because they were being held for ransom on the Mexican side. Women and children were raped and murdered. It's awful. It's horrible.
But what it did do also was, and yes, believe me, that is happening whether you're in Mexico or whether you're making the trip here. I mean, we've been hearing awful stories about people who are being brutalized, especially women and girls, just on their trek to the country. But what this does is it makes people think twice before they just come here because they know they're not going to be able to just walk in. So it does tamp down on the amount of people coming in caravans. It does tamp down on those just raw numbers. And that is why it is become more effective, because we can't sustain. I mean, 2 million people already in the country this year that we know of. That doesn't count mm-hmm. the other people that have come through. That is something that we
and
can't
come
do another year
with
of,
nothing.
Or 2 years of.
They right? come with nothing. So
everything
the expectation
they work
is,
for has been given to the coyotes that bring them across the border. Mm-hmm. That's you work
in
your
some
whole
cases,
life and you give all your money over to these people who are
$3,000, $4,000, $5,000. I've heard stories of $10,000, $30,000 given to the coyotes to get people across the border. And what are we doing to stop them? We must know where they're bringing them through, where the weak links are in the ability to traverse across from one side of the border to the other.
Frustrating is under the current system, there isn't a whole lot to do.
No. 18 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup with the DJV hosts. Don't know where to go? Maybe you're on a road trip when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help you out. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center for your repairs.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
After the hour, the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts are from the week of November 29th to December the 3rd. Here with me is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner follows our social media. So we have some comments from listeners on the various issues of the week. You want to start with number one, which is COVID. Jay?
Yes, the topic that everyone is apparently super tired of hearing about, and they're already over the word Omicron. Melanie M. says no one should be surprised the Omicron variant is in the States. Carrie Peters questions how restricting travel for people with specific medical decisions warrants restrictions when both vaccinated and unvaccinated can carry and transmit the virus. That's in regards to the White House stating domestic travel vaccine requirements are on the table.
All right. So, Jennifer, the only report I've seen this week is of a case of Omicron in California. Is that still the only?
There are a couple of cases. Four states?
Yeah, there's one in Hawaii.
There are five in New York. There's one, I think, a couple in San Francisco. One in L.A. Yeah, it's spreading. It's going to be. And that's the one thing that we've heard so far is that it's very contagious, which COVID is. COVID SARS just is. But this one's particularly contagious. But the good news is that people are just having lighter symptoms,
like
at least
cold.
If you believe the South African doctors.
Yeah, right. And you should, because they're really very good, actually. All right, our relationships with Russia. Well, China and Russia relations number 8 this week. What are people saying about our relations here on our social media?
There was a question why there's not more news in the media around Russia expelling some U.S. embassy staff in kind of a quote-unquote retaliationary move.
That's a good question. What do we know about that?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like enough people are talking about that.
Well, and a lot of I'm very surprised that more people aren't picking up on the fact that there are 100,000 Russian troops getting ready to go back into Ukraine again.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like we pick and choose what's convenient for us to talk about, and it's really sad.
But
you know,
who does that? Who picks and chooses?
I think editorial decisions are made by the news media. I mean, I was appalled this week, and not to go off on a little toot here, but you had high school students laying dead in Michigan at Oxford High School, and you had most of the news media talking about two dingbats, Ilhan Omar and Lauren Boebert, going back and forth at each other. I don't care. I don't care what they have to say. We should be caring about the fact that there are real things happening, not some stupid Twitter war. I don't know.
Well, we are we're not paying attention. The eye is not on the ball. We've let the news media control the agenda.
But we're also desensitized to school shootings. It happens so often, and mass shootings. That's another part of it, which is just horrible.
It wasn't even a top story.
I know.
It wasn't
that's
even a top
disgusting.
Story on any newscast. Mm. And, you know, it's just, where is the empathy? If you're in that area, if you're, God forbid, a parent, and you've got people more concerned about what someone is saying in Grand Junction, Colorado, about Ilhan Omar.
What it is the insensitivity toward shooting and killing people because of the popular media, that is, television shows, movies, that sort of thing. All right, so Ghislaine and her pronouncer.
Ghislaine Maxwell. No, I was just going to say regarding the high school shooting, there's videos from students who were there who were cowering and for safety who are sharing the videos that they took during that time on social media, and it is just gut-wrenching.
Yeah, it is. I can't watch it.
Absolutely smart kids in that school, though. They, you know, people talk about the active shooter drills. They worked in this case. Those kids, a lot of them were heroes. They acted in the right way. They acted swiftly.
Think about growing up that way in that constant state of fear. That's what really is there. All right. There's a quick comment on Ghislaine Glang, whatever her name is.
Ghislaine.
Yeah. What's the comment?
Maxwell. This user says that anything in the news that is not about the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is a distraction and adds, quote-unquote, human smuggling and sex trafficking of children should be our top priority.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president releasing the administration's COVID-19 winter strategy. Joe Biden saying the situation in the U.S. is greatly improved as compared to a year ago, as he cites growing concerns about the new Omicron variant. He does warn things could take another turn for the worse this winter, but he is taking steps to try to reduce the risk.
And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing a lot more.
A bill to extend government funding is on its way to the U.S. Senate after some quick passage by the U.S. House, as the measure that was approved by a 221-212 vote pushes existing funding to mid-February. It's aimed at averting a government shutdown. Hulu is now pulling a documentary about the Astroworld tragedy after facing social media backlash. This is USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Dr. Fauci on Thursday.
That's a different issue. For example, when you talk, we still have Title 42 with regard to protection at the border. So there are protections at the border. There is testing at the border under certain circumstances, as you know.
Dr. Fauci flip-flopping on his statement from March of 2020.
How much worse we'll get will depend on our ability to do two things: to contain the influx of people who are infected coming from the outside, and the ability to contain and mitigate within our own country.
As everyone entering the United States must be COVID tested without exceptions, Biden administration officials are turning a blind eye to the millions of illegal immigrants being brought into the country without any COVID testing. Many of us in the media would like to see the science behind that policy. Republican Senator Rand Paul told Newsmax on Thursday that Dr. Anthony Fauci's COVID-19 border policies are hypocritical, to say the least.
No, and for the record, I think he dissembles here, too. He implies as if there is routine testing coming across the border. I think it's the exception rather than the rule. I think the vast majority of people who are coming across the border are not being tested. I think many of them are being stuck on planes or buses and sent to various parts of our country, and they could potentially be spreading a virus. But it's really the hypocrisy of having no rules for the people who break into our country, but then having onerous rules for those of us who are in the country legally and trying to fly legally to do our job or to travel.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back into your life here, 34 at the hour, the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. All right, so ladies, number four, the shooting. You wanted to talk more about that. Go ahead, Victoria.
This is such a horrific story. Some of the new details or newer details that have come out are even more upsetting. Charges are definitely, listen to me. The charges are most, I would say there's a very good chance that the parents will be charged here as criminally negligent. Yeah. And
absolutely.
So some of the other details that are emerging and more is they're still investigating and I think more details will be coming out in the coming days, according to the sheriff. So here's what's extra disturbing. The whole thing is awful, right? Four kids are dead. They're traumatized. And yet this kid, Ethan Crumbly, who's the 15-year-old who was the
shooter. Look at his face. Look at the pictures of him.
It really is one of those things. You take a look at him and you know there's something off.
Looks like Chucky.
I mean, so the thing that's extra disturbing is that this kid had already had established behavioral issues, so much so that other students reported him. The school had a conference with his parents only a few hours before he shot the school up. So his parents knew that this kid was an issue. They were in the school meeting, and a few hours later, instead of taking him home, which I don't really know, and we're going to find out more details as they come out, but instead of taking the kid home from school that day after meeting with the parents or with the school, you know, after the parents met with the school principal and the other teachers and things like that, they said his classroom behavior was very problematic. Instead of taking him home that day, for whatever reason, he stayed in school and just a few hours later emerged from the bathroom with the gun. And the parents now, a lot of people are saying, well, the parents should be charged because we don't know. There is a rumor, and I say rumor now because it's still being investigated, that the gun was a gift from the father to the son.
Yeah.
That's still being investigated, but what we do know, according to the sheriff, is that the gun was very readily accessible to this kid. And in
there's no law in Michigan. You don't have to.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's ridiculous. And I think, if anything, when people talk about meaningful gun control, here's an example of what Michigan can do. There is no law in Michigan that requires gun owners keep their weapons locked away from minors. That, to me, seems like a bipartisan. Everyone should be behind that. That law needs to change. That's number one. The other part of this is, as we've said with all of these school shootings, when kids have these types of behavioral issues, they need to be taken seriously. You can't just say, oh, well, you know, it's not a big it's not a big deal. He was bullied. Being bullied is not an excuse to shoot up your school. It doesn't matter what color skin you have. Doesn't matter, you know, what your financial situation is. Being bullied is awful. And that needs to be addressed, but this is not the answer. And so apparently the parents are still refusing to cooperate. They're not talking at all. The kid is still in custody. He's not talking. There's no motive. They don't know what the motive is, other than he just wanted to shoot up the school.
Pretty chilling videos. The parents are being scrutinized. They should be charged. All three of them should be in jail for the rest of their lives. All of them. And the parents that need to be made an example of, frankly, this isn't parenting, this is coddling, this is turning your head away from the problems that exist that you create, because the child is going to be exactly what the environment is that you create for him. That's how children grow up, the same as dogs or any animal. They're going to be exactly the way you treat them. So if you gave this kid a gun at 15 and he was a nutbird to begin with,
and you knew that because you've already been notified by the school that he has behavioral issues,
and
you already know that.
Exactly, and there were videos found of him threatening killing his fellow students.
Mm-hmm.
So what is social media? What's the sort of thing that we have? DJV show, the Twitter account, Instagram at DJV show, Facebook.com/DJV show. What are some of our listeners saying about this?
Definitely still looking for more information. That it's sad. Nonetheless, parents should not send their kids to school not knowing if they're going to be able to pick them up at the end of the day.
Yeah. If I were a parent at any one of these schools where this happens, and, you know, God forbid you lose your child to this senseless act of violence, how do you not want to just get your own justice? And I don't believe in vigilantism. I'm not saying that. But I can only imagine how you would feel as a parent who lost your child because this psychopath was allowed to access a gun. His parents knew about the behavioral issues, knew that they were letting him have access to a gun. How do you not feel so resentful that their crappy parenting or lack thereof is the reason that your child is now dead? I can't even imagine. My heart absolutely
beats. I would think that all the parents in that school, there should be a collective. Some lawyer's got to be smart enough to get the parents' organization together and to sue to take to civil court.
There will be wrongful death suits. But look, these people don't have a lot of money. You're not going to get millions of dollars out of this.
No,
you know?
But
I mean,
there's a recognized, there should be at least, whether there is or there isn't, some consequence for these actions.
And schools need to look at themselves. What can we do better to keep these kids safe? Because locking the doors and making people have to use a key fob or whatever to get in doesn't help when the students already have the fobs and they're supposed to be there.
Right. Yeah, but the most any school administrator I've ever seen, going back to when I think about what administrators were like when I was in school, but certainly today, they're wishy-washy. I was going to say they're Willy Wonky. They're kind of wonky, maybe that's true. They just don't have the backbone. They don't want to get pressure from parents. Parents are pushing
them
around.
Well, the problem is that a lot of parents think that they run the school. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I remember my parents, when I was a kid, and my parents went to the PTA
meetings.
Well, and
the administration cottons to that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and there's always, like, the one, you know, the one parent who's louder than everybody else. And, you know, it's parents think that they run the schools. And I forget who the politician was. I think it was the guy who ran and lost in Virginia who said that parents needed to stay out of the classroom, whatever. That I actually think what he really meant was a case like this, where schools kowtow way too much to what the parents say. Well, my kid needs this, and my kid, you know, how come my kid doesn't get enough playing time on the sports? You know, it's like, well, that's why there's a bench. You know, I mean, parents are just the worst. I mean, parents are really awful in this whole generation.
Some of them are, some of them aren't, but they don't set a good tone. There's no question about that. All this stuff sets a bad tone. In a moment, we're going to discuss the number one item of the week because there is so much fluidity to COVID and the treatments, and there are going to be treatments that people can actually look forward to and not have to worry about all this stuff, the shutdowns, the mandates, the politics of it all. That's coming up next here on our Talk Radio Review. This is the accompanying hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show that every week Michael Harrison and I do. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Christmas trees are on the minds of many Americans, but will there be enough trees to go around? According to Marcia Gray of the Christmas Tree Promotion Board, that answer is yes.
There have been reports in the media that we'll run out of trees. The truth is, even though in some parts of the country weather has been a challenge, we've never run out of Christmas trees before, and we don't expect to now. The key is for shoppers to be flexible. While the number, variety, and size of real Christmas trees may vary by retailer, fresh trees will be available.
In a recent survey, 89% of people who previously bought an artificial tree and switched to a real one said they wish they had done so sooner. The artificial industry has stated that supply chain issues have driven up costs by 22%.
Real Christmas trees are truly special. They create memories, they're biodegradable, and they literally smell like Christmas. They're grown by farmers right here in North America, and you'll be supporting them by buying real.
To find a real Christmas tree shopping experience near you, visit itschristmaskeepitreal.com.
Back to our talk radio overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Number one this week is Omicron.
Congratulations, by the way. You've nailed that pronunciation.
It took you a week. For those of you who didn't hear, I was calling Omicron.
Omicron, like a tech company. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, it sort of sounds like that. Anyway, so how worried should you be about this variant? Not really, according to, I'm looking at something from a lady who's the in charge of the University of California's laboratory where they're looking into respiratory diseases and where this all stacks up, and the new treatments from Pfizer and Moderna and Merck that are going to reduce the effect not just of the Omicron, of Omicron.
Oh, I'm sorry, I jinxed you.
You jinxed me. But also the other, the various types of COVID that have been around, these various pills that are available, they're not going to keep you from getting it, but they're going to mitigate what kind of problems you have with it, so that, again, we're back to the sort of common cold. And that seems to be something that ought to calm people down. Because we've had, it isn't so much the disease itself, but the side effects that we've had in this country and around the world, thanks to the Chinese letting this go on purpose, as far as I'm concerned. We have, you know, there's serious economic issues. There are, I mean, you name it, there's a myriad of things that we've all been affected by. And so if we just have something that makes it seem like, although I'm not, you know, this is more for the drug culture, the drug manufacturers, it's great for them, but people will do what they have to do to make life normal. So we were talking earlier about the number of cases in this country of Omicron. I think that's a news media, you know, okay, so that this numbers game that we played for the last year and a half, almost, this is almost 2 years now. Right, we're 3 months short. It actually started 2 years ago in China. So we've been playing this game, and it's how many people died, and you know, what is that? What good does that do us? I find it interesting, though, when you look around, there are still men and women in their jobs that are being suspended because they aren't getting the vaccine. Latest one is this guy that plays for Tampa Bay.
Oh,
wide receiver Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown has been kicked off of every team he's been on. He was with the Patriots for a minute, and Bill Belichick was like, you're out of here. I mean, he's just such a problem, and now he's the first, naturally, he would be the first NFL player who's been busted with a fake vaccine card. And the only reason anyone knew, and now all the teams are being more vigilant checking the cards and verifying, the only reason anyone knew is because he stiffed his private chef $10,000, and he's on video saying, I'm not paying that cracker. And so, and then the chef went to the police. And said, hey, by the way, he went to a newspaper, and he said, by the way, he said he owes me $10,000 for catering a party a year ago, and he has a fake vaccine card. I've heard him talking about it, and that's how he got busted.
One of the things, to go back to the business, the White House is not looking good on some of this stuff, because maybe when you think about it, maybe it'll be mitigated somewhat. I've used that word a lot in the last month or so, and I apologize for overusing it. The unvaccinated people, certainly we all agree here that you ought to have your vaccines, you ought to be taking care, because this thing isn't over yet. However, there are a number of health experts this week who have said that the White House's campaign on boosters or mandatory vaccines and that sort of thing are ill-founded. I think
well, the big one
to
is,
make people do things, you've got to educate
them. It's so gross.
Them.
Well, on a federal level, though, I mean, this is nothing new. Kids have got to, you know, have certain vaccines to go to school. You have to be, you can't go to college without certain vaccines. I mean, this is all not new. But what is going to have to, what's on its way to court now is the new policy of the mandate that if you have a company that has more than 100 employees, that everyone needs to be vaccinated. I don't know that that's going to hold up constitutionally. That's kind of the sticky wicket, as they would say. Like, that's the one area. But look, if you're a federal employee, you know, that's part of the gig. I mean, there are restrictions that you have to have in the military. It's nothing new. I know people are, it's controversial, but it's not new.
Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers.
simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, 53 past the hour on the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit from your auto expert, my auto expert, our auto expert. His website is ourautoexpert.com. It could be myautoexpert.com. Could be your auto expert. You can have a little diversity there, Nick. Nick Miles is here.
Yeah.
And the Nick News this week includes a focus on General Motors and its announcement that it's building a new cathode plant in North America, $4 billion, so they can make the stuff they need for their own electric cars, right?
Yep. It's interesting. I think what we've learned through COVID is we stop relying on everybody else for stuff that comes out of the United States. I think you're going to start to see manufacturing things like tires and chips and everything else start to be built in the United States. Unfortunately, it's not something you do on a turn of a pinhead. It takes a little while to build a new factory. And so you're going to start to see those happening. And, you know, Ford and General Motors are investing a huge amount of money, as well as some of the foreign companies, by the way, Toyota and Mazda. I haven't seen an awful lot from the company formerly known as Chrysler investing in factories. They got a lot in Canada. But I'd like to see those some of those come south of the border, too. But, yeah, General Motors, huge amount of money. Maybe we should just ask for a few more discounts on our cars as well.
Yeah, they got a lot of cash, apparently. Right.
Yeah, I mean, where have they been hiding this money? Fat bank account.
Didn't they go, I think, remember when they went bankrupt during the Obama administration? And that they were bailed out. Maybe this is taxpayer money. Maybe we should all get discounts on our GM products because we bailed them out. They wouldn't exist. How about that?
I like the way you think. Yeah, I like the way you think. I think Ford were the only company that didn't take the discounts. And, but, they, you know, everybody else doesn't like us to talk about those. But, of course, we don't obey the rules. We don't obey the rules, do we, sir?
Nope. No, we don't. All right, Nissan. has made a move this week on electric vehicles themselves. How important is Nissan anymore as an auto manufacturer? I know Honda and Toyota are big, but remember they were called Datsuns when they first came to America. Yeah. So what? How valid are they as a competitor?
I mean, they are one of the third largest Japanese brand. In the United States, they are very important, and the rest of the world. I mean, they are the car suppliers for places like India. They're still called Datsun, by the way, in India.
Right.
But they are, they're huge, and they're part of this sort of Nissan-Renault alliance elsewhere in the world. They supply a lot of vehicles to South America and places like that. But, yeah, they sort of announced their pathway to the future. As the same as a lot of car companies have around the world, saying, you know, we're going to go all electric, which, you know, we talked about this in weeks gone by, Doug. I'm all great for everyone doing this. When you get everything sorted out, let's see what you got. And if I like it, I'll play. If not, I'll play with the toy boxes I have, you know, the toys in the toy boxes I have. But I think it's important for people to experiment and then come back to us and see what they have. But they're talking about, you know, making all of these emission-free vehicles, which is great. But as long as they have the power and the noise, I'm willing to play. That's kind of my theory.
One of the things we were talking about earlier on the DJV program were the number of accidents that have taken place in America since COVID began. Tens of thousands, I think the number is about 40,000 in this past year alone. People are getting killed because, A, they don't know how to drive. B, the distraction of using mobile devices, that sort of thing. So there are a lot of people who are looking at driving in America. Oh, this is horrible. But if you lived outside of America in places like Russia, you have much more to deal with. Like all the, you know, pretty much 90% of the population of Russia are alcoholics. So what toll does that take?
Yeah, I think there's a really interesting study that I stumbled across. I think I sent you a copy, the best and the worst countries to drive in. I mean, we always complain about traffic and we complain about American roads. And we are the largest driving nation in the world, and we complain about driving in the United States all the time. Well, we should be thankful because we are the second best nation to drive in. There are a few smaller nations which are actually smaller than some of our smallest states. But America really is the best country to drive in the world. In Russia, it's pretty awful for them. I mean, the amount of congestion that they have, their road qualities are horrendous. The death rate is just absolutely terrible.
Have you ever been to Russia?
No, I managed to avoid Russia.
I was in Moscow and St. Petersburg, and the drivers there are nuts, and they just crash into it. It's like being in one of those what do they call them, the car crash things in the amusement park. That's what it's like riding around in Russia. Yeah, so I guess America should take some pride in that.
Watch
yeah,
them on
exactly.
YouTube.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.